different things, different words.
Well, I mean, do you have a, use an expression like either feeding time or chore time?
Feeding time, fodder time, feeding time. They still call it chores after 7 hours, man, but they never call it chores, then they put it in.
I see.
Now, you have that bone in the chicken, you know, that shaped like this and pulled it like the pullet.
Yeah, that's, girl, you get that in public, you know, the other bone. Yeah, one gets the longest piece bone, and one that gets the worst, it's too worst bone. Thing like that. That's the worst bone. Yeah.
Did you ever hear it called a boy bone?
No.
The name for the edible insides of a pig or cat.
Okay.
How about the,
where's chitlins?
Chitlins?
They're the best.
Okay.
And they clean them, and they take them to wash and strip them. And then they're stripping on the inside, and I've seen the neighbors do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they take them to the bank and cut them in strips where they can clean them out there, and then they turn them wrong side out. And then they'll stick them and turn them, and they just slide them in and get them clean.
I see. That's the indicator.
Is that from a calf or a hog?
That's from a hog.
Okay.
Would you eat those? Do you eat chitlins?
Yeah.
They're good.
How they do?
Yeah, they're good. They taste good.
Uh-huh. They fried?
Yeah.
It's
like to be salted.
Okay.
Now, how did you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
Well, they have different ways of doing that. And some are hollering, cook. And it's all the old chickens. Hey, oh, you hit your corn on the fence. You get them started with that, and the paperwork is on them today. Some of the farmers did that one time, but they found out they were doing wrong, and they quit.
Well, that's what they do.
You're taking on the fence, right?
I see.
They got used to that, and the paperwork get up in the tree there. He done that all day. So they quit there.
How about a something you might say to a cow to make it stand still and milking time?
Dog.
All right. And any special calls to calves?
No.
Or to... All right. How about calls to mules and horses to make them turn left and right?
Geese and hog.
Okay. Which is which?
Geese, right. And hog, right.
All right. And calls to horses to get them in from the pasture?
You can call their name. Just call Jim or John or whatever the horse name the horse you call it, and he come to you.
Never use anything like Kujak or Kojak or Kola.
No. Those things are, or whistling at them.
Huh?
Or whistling at them. Yeah, whistle them down the hook at them. I guess dog got that. I can whistle at him, no matter what he got, he hears that whistling cup.
Is that
right? I've got a 10-cent store whistling there on the outside, and I've got my teeth out, I can't whistle. I got a little old whistle on that 10-cent store. They hang it up right there with the door, and if I just go there and just blow it one down, and maybe just both of them will just tear their set and get to that door.
Uh-huh. What do you say to a horse to get it started?
Get up.
All right, and you make it stop.
Boom.
Now, how about do you have any special, any special calls to chicken? How do you get chicken into the feeding time?
Chick. Yeah, okay.
And if you're getting ready to take the horses out, you say, I'm going to,
work.
And hit some horse.
Okay.